The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Hard to believe, but it is. We're back, and a lot of things have happened over the weekend. A lot of things happened today. I don't know where to start. You can start with the comical aspect of it. The White House was actually asking the governor of South Dakota if Donald Trump could be added to Mount Rushmore. I mean, that's pretty whacked out. There are a lot of other things happening. Lizard Lightfoot's Chicago taken over by mostly black rioters, looting upscale stores, tremendous amount of damage, laughing it up. You can see some of the videos on there, just like they're back home in Somalia and other places. Third world, the thin veil of intelligent culturalization vanishes in seconds with an awful lot of these people. Rioters, protesters, whatever you want to call them. Many of them, honestly, obviously just looking for an excuse to burn, loot, rob, beat, kill, rape. It's just third world ethos. That's what they do. It's a genetic issue that goes back a million years. I don't know how long. But if you look at what's happening in Africa and you look at what's happening in Chicago and other cities, at the looting and how they run around acting like they're as giddy and happy and carefree and just loving every moment of destruction and stealing and harming. They just don't fit because they don't want to fit. And on the other hand, they can't fit. This is Stone Age behavior, third world behavior. And for African Americans who are patriots, they must feel astonishingly embarrassed. And I hope they stand up and try to talk some sense into these people in the inner cities who are doing this kind of damage. It's really crazy. Donald Trump was escorted from the White House by Secret Service today after a shooting of some kind, we don't have details, occurred outside the White House. Trump earlier had called Debbie Birx's coronavirus warnings pathetic. Pathetic. It's hard to figure out. And I again ask all of you to back away from the personalities. Don't look at the sexually depraved, mentally deranged and demented Joe Biden. Don't look at Trump, the biggest liar in modern presidential history. Look at the issues. The issues are conservative America, the Republic survives, the Constitution is elevated back to its position as supreme law of the land, or you're voting for communism, Bolshevism, Marxism, Leninism, progressivism, socialism, liberalism, the destruction, the death of what used to be the United States of America. Those are your choices in November. That's it. And if you think differently, more power to you. You're welcome to it. That's the Constitution. But that's how it looks from here after watching this thing for many, many years. It's not good, and it's going to get worse. And I'm sorry to say it, but it's very true. Please make preparations to defend yourselves, to feed your family, to feed yourselves, and take care, because the government is clearly not going to do it. And I mean all government, state government, local government, federal government, forget about it. They're not going to do anything. It's just not going to happen. We are seeing, especially when you watch these riots, they're criminal, Stone Age behavior. Literally. All manner of civilized behavior instantly evaporates. It cannot be argued. It's inarguable. These are indeed the beginnings of terminal madness of the end times. And back with us, his first hour tonight, is the man who called this decades ago, Dr. Joseph Chapelon from Australia. He is extraordinary in his ability to quantify what is going on now when you look back at his record. He knew. He figured it out long ago. Or he was told. Joseph, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
I hope I didn't go overboard.
Can you hear well?
There. I do. You're
no,
fine.
That's okay. We can explain everything as we go along, God willing. And it's very simple now. It's a lot simpler than earlier, because for those with eyes to see, they can see exactly what is going on.
Oh, it's right in front of them. All they got to do is watch, as I said, Joseph, watch the rioting. Watch the controlled, orchestrated rioting and ask yourself, what future do America's big cities have with that kind of instigated Stone Age behavior on the part of a lot of the residents of these inner cities? They want to tear it all down. It'll be fourth world before you know it, not third. Go ahead, Joseph.
Yes, thank you. As you know, this is all being programmed by those who are in charge at this level. The ones that are in charge, believe it or not, the Zionist controllers of this world. They are mainly class 5 demons. They are the ones that take all the profit of all the earnings. They are the ones that take all the advantages. They are the ones that control everything. They are the ones that know when to start wars, when to end wars, when to resume suffering, and so on and so forth. They have always exploited this, and now they think they're at the stage where they want to take over the planet completely and be rid of these class 4 and those below. And it seems to be working. On artificially looking at the world, it seems to be that it's going to work. And it's been some 80 years since they apparently defeated Hitler in the Second World War. But they did no such thing. It was all pre-planned that was what was going to happen. And now we come to what's called the final phase. For those that don't understand what is going on, this is going to be a very sad time for them, but they only have themselves to blame. The ones that hear me with their true energy, the true love in their hearts, and hear that it's the final time coming, are ecstatic. They can't wait to get out of here. They know there is something more, there is something better. And this, of course, is the rescue from this zone of iniquity, if you like, to put it in that way. It's an artificial compound that's been created a long time ago by these class five beings who took control. And for now, it was allowed to see how far they could get with it and whether they could ever turn to the righteous side or not. And they never have and they never will. And we have a lot of wars leading up to this. And it's finally now the last moment. In 1985, I published a book called Death of an Evil God, in which I explained a lot of things, but some of the things obviously didn't get through to the public and didn't get anywhere. It was all about dark matter coming in to put an end to this filthy artificial compound. And it was very much, and I gave a detail of exactly to 50 years to 1935 when all things had to be completed and earlier if possible. Even I myself said that's too long because this body's not going to live to 92. That's what I would have been. So they said, of course, we're going to make it faster, as fast as we can. So with my contacts on the other level, and some of them have been my family, some have been others, slowly the years came down, and I was guided as to what dates were there available for the termination to occur. In the meantime, I said a new green energy was going to assist those who have made it to look through the demolition that was going to occur and appear on the other side. And they became happier and happier. These are the ones that have made it. We can see them now, even as they are still in the physical. And also there are a class of beings who are part of the robots that are 42% of the population. This was done completely in 1999, that had made it, and that they were given another chance to have be taken to another dimension, a true dimension, where they would start off again and go and proceed in the true spiritual setting. The others here were total failures and totally useless. That includes 50% that are demonic entities and those that have depravedly fallen back into what demonism means, because not all of them were at the start. 42% were artificial intelligence. 8% were trapped true beings, as I've called them, and the other 50% were beings of darkness. They are just robots, demonic robots, that had no free will, no nothing. Jeff, this is an extremely important show now because we have reached a date that I'm happy to tell you of when this is going to happen, when the termination of it all is going to happen, and it's no later than the end of 2022. That gives us 2.5 years to finish the show. Mm-hmm. It's been slowly creeping down. In about 4 years ago, I got that it was 29, then it was 27, then 25, and it's slowly been coming down. And now I'm pretty certain that it's in the last quarter of 2022. Now, in the meantime, I've had to give a lot of incomplete information not to allow the evil beings to take control of the situation and counter wars and other things that they're doing now anyway, stupidly. But it's not going to be any good for them. They're not going to get anywhere. But this is now a definite decision that that's the final time. And it will occur with the other thing I mentioned in 1985 in that book, which no one took notice of, and that was the entry of dark matter into the universe. Dark matter is an active ingredient of instrument of the light. It is called dark matter that everything will go dark. And all these artificial beings will die off completely, as it would an artificial cabinet or something like that, chairs.
We do know that the Georgia Guidestones and the agenda in general is calling for the removal of 80 to 90% of the so-called humans on the planet. Now, many of those humans are not only third and fourth world, but many of the first world humans apparently have no, what we would call, a spiritual bedrock or a soul. They're just empty vessels walking around consuming, as Henry Kissinger once said, useless eaters and consumers.
That's right. Now, this is the second edition, as it were, not the true edition. They want, the Guidestones are created by the class five beings that are all basically evil, to say that this artificial humanity cannot survive the changes they want to make. And don't forget, this humanity as we know it is less than 900,000 years old. It was created, of course, by the Anunnaki, who are a class five body that moves around in the universe. And, right. and these thought it was a failure. But no, I'm talking beyond that. I'm talking about the total destruction of the physical universe that these beings created once they got out by accident, and they formed this environment, which is artificial, very artificial, and is to be destroyed totally. Well, it was from the very beginning that it just was not going anywhere. It was not good at any phase, and it tried to destroy as many true beings as possible. And it did some, but not many. So now we've reached the point where we're ready to take back this part of the creation and destroy this artificial intelligence that was never meant to be. I know it may be difficult for some people to understand this, but if you look back and see the people you know, some you know are different to others. A small percentage you know are crystal clear, beautiful, heavenly beings, if you can see that far with your intellect and with your other powers. The others are a selfish, harmful, malicious beings. You wouldn't want them anywhere near even wild animals, because there were some wild animals. As you said before, they kill, they burn, they destroy things, they'll do anything. And they've done this in other planets. We've seen Vulcan, Mars, and other places. I notice you have artifacts and photos of those past creations
right.
with things that they've left behind. Now,
well, Mars, for example, Joseph, as you know, is a massive field of wreckage from a destroyed civilization. There's pieces of obviously intelligently created debris all over the place. I mean, that's a given. You didn't have to spend but 10 minutes looking at the pictures, and you see right angles, you see curves, you see arches, you see, you name it, and you see it. It's clear. We constantly think of ourselves on this planet, Joseph, as being the cat's meow. We're nothing. This planet is 4.5 billion years old. Billion. We've only been here arguably in an intelligent life form, creating cities and you know, developed areas to live in for the last, what, 10,000 years? Something like that. 15 hunter-gatherers before that. We have arisen and destroyed ourselves on this planet so many times over the 4.5 billion years it's not funny. And if you don't believe that, look up debris. Look at Michael Cremo's book, The Hidden History of the Human Race, and you'll see in bituminous coal formations, they have found perfect gold, 24-karat gold-linked bracelets, a woman's bracelet. They found things. These are embedded in ancient rock. So, I mean, we are given such a short leash on the amount of knowledge we can actually accrue and consider. It's an obscenity.
That's right. It's a die and revive business. It's an artificial one. These beings have been here a lot longer than actually 4 billion years. They're closer to 50, but that's not the point. The point I'm saying is that after many wars, they continually fight wars to gain energy and what have you. They rescind back into a very low grade, like we were some 10,000 years ago, and have to restart all again. And some of the high beings know that they need the help, and they come in either as beings, direct beings, or as artificial beings, because they can't come in their full divine power. So it's a bit of a mix-up. But all in all, the entire physical universe is artificial. It's never been granted a license, as it were, by the true God force, the true Godhead, and it was always there for total destruction because they are just demonic beings. They have no essence of right or wrong, and they have no ability to accept the divine as their creator. Now, that's the divine energy. So ultimately, in the long run, it was always going to be an end to them. Now, we have to think of time as something very different to what we accept here. Although we might think this humanity is 1 million years old, there's a lot more to it. And there's time outside of this universe that is totally different to this time. So what the divine force did was said, when it's time, go and destroy it all. And that time we have reached. Although we may have reached a billion years, 15 billion years, or 50 billion years, it doesn't matter. It's totally different outside of it.
Got it. Very good. All right. Hold on, Joseph. Hold that thought. Sure. We'll come right back to it in just a couple minutes. Hang on. And I'd like just to repeat something that I've tried to present. And again, it's up to you. Whatever you think is fine. I'm just passing along what I see. And what I see is so much damage that has already been done in the last 4 or 5 months, 6 months, that most people will never fully be able to understand it. There will be food shortages, food rioting, crop failures, climate changes that will further impact agriculture. And that's just one little aspect of it. Nearly 40% of younger millennials have returned home or are in the process of returning home to live with their parents, often in the basement. They have no future. None. And this whole idea of going to college to make something of yourself has finally been exposed as the fraud that it always has been. The student loan raping of our young was the giveaway. If you want to make something of yourselves, you younger people, and we've got a lot of younger people listening, go to a trade school, learn plumbing, learn electronics, become an electrician, learn IT, start your own home service, computer repair. There are things that are coming that you can take advantage of. But if you think about going to college, putting yourself in $150,000 in student loan debt to get a useless Bachelor of Science degree, you're not thinking. Bad news here, Joseph. Bad news all around the world, and it's all been orchestrated and carefully planned and instilled in our culture and our way of life. Sad to say, but true.
Yes, very much so. Unfortunately, I will have to extend that a little bit further. There's no easy way of saying it, Jeff. There will be no 2023. To where I stand now, there is no 2023. And I will be the last one of the planet to leave. I'll make sure all the gates are locked and all the rubbish is imposted. In other words, there is nothing left for those who have not made it. Now, let me talk about the dark matter for just a moment. I know this is all new, and I've waited a little bit. I could have waited a bit longer to reveal all this information. Most of the idiots won't be bothered to even think about it, but the true ones know it's true. We will have dark, deep clouds coming across the skies very quickly. In 1985, I said there'll be approximately 1.5% every 3 years or so. And it had been about 83% covered, of the universe covered by then. And there was that 27% left or so. And it would reach us by 2035. Now, because of various reasons, and I'm asking also to make it quicker, this is accelerated, and now we've reached basically 2023. By then, everything will be gone. What's going to happen is this mist will come down and touch everything of matter. Now, the difference between those that I say are viable and those that are not viable is this. The viable ones have extra creations within them, and that's the viable matter of a higher mind. Whereas the other ones, these are the pseudo beings that have been created by these evil entities, and the evil entities themselves are simply made of physical matter, etheric matter, and the third matter that I've forgotten for a moment. Those three things, the astral matter, I beg your pardon, those three things will dissolve with the dark matter of the energy that's coming, and they will be inert. There is no future for them at all. The other ones with the viable consciousness will simply move on, and they will rise above the astral level and be free. Once again, they're out of this cesspool, out of this confined space, out of this prison planet, out of the whole structure. The universe is a prison. They will be out of there because the prison will be dissolved, they'll be gone, and they will automatically take their places as designated by those that are awaiting them. And that's only 2.5 years away. And that's what's going to happen. And then when I decide that that's final, everything is finished, I close the door on this, and I'm back to where I belong. It's as simple as that, and it's only 2.5 years. I know I haven't mentioned this before, even though I wrote it semi-secretly in 1985 in the book that most people didn't take too much notice of, but now it's out in the open. And this is exactly what's going to happen. There's no alternative. There is no other thing that can possibly happen. There is no other way this can evolve. If you want to say that I'm the one directing it all, you're welcome to say that, because that's exactly what's happening. That's why so many times since I've been a child, they've tried to kill me off, to destroy me. Hopefully that they would prevent me coming back, which they haven't, of course. And I've been in previous lives quietly doing this work, sometimes known, sometimes unknown. So ultimately, the light is going to win, and there's no two ways about it. Those who understand this and have read my books and have known that this situation is there with the new energy, the new green energy, with the light that within them brightening up, know that they're going home and they couldn't be happier, and they don't want to wait a moment longer. But, of course, they do have to wait until this parody is played out. Now, the others are starting to realize that there is no future for them. They can look at time and see what they've done and shown that they've reacted against the God force and, and sided with the dark beings of matter and deserve to end their fate as they're going to end. And it's as simple as that. We have artificial beings, and we have the ones that made it, the ones that didn't make it. They will join the demonic entities, and then the artificial beings that have made it will go with the beings of light for a while. And then, of course, the beings of light will go from class 4 to class 5, whereas they, the artificial beings, will start a new evolution of their own until they catch up, class 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. And that will take some time in their own creation. So it's all fair and worthy to have in consciousness and so forth. It's there's no mockery in it. It's exactly the way it was before this hiccup occurred. And that's all this has been, this artificial creation. It's just a horrible, horrible hiccup that has destroyed many things, but now everything is getting back to normal.
Well, what we're doing here is you're assessing what you said so many years ago on this program, the end times. And it's a biblical thing. People, it's almost genetic in our culture. All cultures have a cataclysm, mythos. It's an end times scenario. That's what we're looking at. End times, not necessarily, and I don't expect everyone to agree with Joseph here on this, but end times in terms of the way things have been. Everything is being reset, and the survivors will be living in a world that is far from what it was 30, 40 years ago. It'll bear no resemblance. It'll be a servitude world, leg irons, complete surveillance. With every new vaccine, we will be further genetically changed. We will very soon be GMOs. We will be genetically modified organisms. That's what their plan is for all of us. My view, Joseph. Go ahead.
Yes, of course. Well, the thing is that we won't have the artificially genetic module to follow, that where things can go wrong and do go wrong on purpose. We won't have that. There is no erroneous pathway that we could fall into again. And this is being very forcefully stated by me many times over the ages as I've lectured and met others around the world, that once this is done, there will be such a restriction on the negative aspect, which must exist because there's a positive, but the negative is always totally inert. That there must be this negative aspect cannot resuscitate, cannot become active again. This was a terrible, terrible accident that occurred, and it was allowed to occur to see how far it would get before it turned back and said, no, this is no good. But it failed to do that, and in fact, it made things a lot worse. So now it's being totally destroyed. The evil aspect will remain inert as the negative aspect of creation. So this is something people don't understand. But they will once they go to the true side and see exactly what's going on. I know it's a little bit difficult to understand, and I know it's difficult for people to comprehend that so many of these artificial robots are going to be destroyed. But they're only artificial robots. That's all they are. The ones that deserve an improvement in their lives and that deserve being taken as part of creation are going to become creative beings. They're going to receive a soul once the dark matter clears all the rubbish out, and they will start anew as if they're part of creation. See, the divine aspect is always forgiving, always giving, and always gives the potential for those that want to continue. Now, I've met many from Vulcan, I've met many from Mars, and I've met others from other places that have been good beings and dark beings. See, on this earth, they come to my lectures. They've been around us. They've come seeking the light, even though they're not of the light. And these are the true ones that want to follow the true beings to go to the eternal places that they've heard about. Now, 21% of the human race itself has made that decision, and they will be salvaged. The others who have said, no, we are here to destroy, we will destroy you, and so on and so forth, will just fall into a never-ending tomb, and that's the end of them. And this goes particularly for the demonic beings, these ones that are trying to control everybody, destroy everybody, abuse everybody, you know who they are, and so on. These will never get anywhere. They are finished. They are artifacts created by other artifacts when they had the opportunity, and now they're gone. The important thing of this today is to know the exact timing of this matter that's going to occur. For us, here on Earth, it's 2023, the latest. It could be tip over into early 2023, but I would say most of it will be finished by the last quarter of 2022. And the true beings will just simply lose the physical body, they'll lose the astral body and the etheric body, and they will continue as if they are the same beings, but in a celestial setting. And they'll know their home, different to what they are now. And that's why they're so happy at the thought that they're going home now. You can't, you know, manipulate that thought in them. They always have it instilled in them. And so have the artificial robots that are going elsewhere. They know they're going to a better place, and they'll start a new evolution where they will be divine, but they have to start at class one, like a mineral level where a mineral will actually activate itself and be able to do these things to gradually become a vegetable, then an animal, then a human, and so on. And it's going to be a wonderful thing to see. Most of the animals who are far smarter than the stupid humans, the artificial ones that have failed, I mean, will also graduate, and they will rise not only as a class four human, they will eventually go further and further and be creatures that we recognize in our own divinity. So it's something extraordinary that's going to happen. And by the time we get to higher and higher levels, we'll never look back. So I don't know whether many are going to understand what I'm saying, but the proof of the pudding is in the eating, I would say. Once we see this occurring in the next 2 years or so, and this happens, you will all know that it's accurate and we're going home. And I wrote that little poem, Home to Take Thee. That's what I came down to say, as this is the last phase of my aspect of the physical work. Right. So I hope people understand this. I hope they take some sort of courage that they will be able to withstand all the negativity we're going to see now. And it's going to be horrible. Some of these demons are going to be terrible towards us. But won't matter, because the quicker we're out of here, the better. And they can't do anything to stop us. All the thing you mentioned about the Old Testament and the other testaments are close to what is truthful, but they're not quite there. They've taken snippets here and there.
Well, the Bible's been rewritten and revised by the controllers multiple times, so I would expect that.
Very much, yeah. But there's also a trace element of the truth in there. And if you keep reading with the inner eye, you know, you eventually reach a point where you understand a lot more than the stupidities that are fake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And whether people want to start reading at this stage, I'm not sure that that's all that important. But to understand that there is this higher level that has given us so much energy and knowledge, we ought to understand that and accept it, that there is, and we go towards it. And there are many, many beings that have come down to help us in this way. So it's certainly not by accident that this has happened. Now, the other thing I want to mention, which is of particular importance, is what Adolf Hitler did. While he was fighting, he was all of a sudden told, look, we're close enough to the end now. Leave the bombs that you have developed, that's the nuclear bombs, leave them on the kitchen bench. The fools will find them soon enough and start using them. And, of course, they have. And they've used them more times than we've been told, by the way. And when they use them more and more, they will eventually create a stage of panic and destruction. And that is coming too, the nuclear World War III. But your role is all but finished. Now you have to go back and tell them all about it. And this is exactly where we are today.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because I have read a great deal, and all the things I've read do indicate that the German scientists had in fact developed what we'd call tactical small atomic weapons. They didn't use them. And at the end of the war in Czechoslovakia, there were allegedly a number of them found in railroad cars on a siding that could have been used, and they weren't used. And a lot of people are wondering, why not? Well, I think there was part of the answer is that Hitler was concerned that we already had them, and we might very well just annihilate Germany with them. Same thing about World War I and poison gas, but they used it then. I don't know the answer for sure, but it does appear that the Germans did have, in fact, atomic bombs back then. Not huge, but they had them.
Yes, they were given the principle of creating them and then leaving them as traps for the opposition. See, by the time they started bombing England and other places, they could have devastated the island completely. And totally, in every way. And yet he held back more and more and more, knowing the eventual fate of the planet and knowing exactly where the true beings were going and where they weren't going. So it was all a design by the higher beings to get this thing going and moving. Mm-hmm. Now, some people might say, oh, it's 80 years since that time. But it's not really 80 years at all. Outside of these dimensions, it might be a couple of hours, you see. We are unable to reduce this time to their time. So it's irrelevant. But all we know is that after having consulted in the inner earth what he was to do, he's come back and set it all up, told you the entire story. Now, whether you want to believe it or not is one thing. Whether you know it and accept it and know that that's the future, that's another thing. And that is wonderful if you are one of those, because you are already accepting that you are going to be part of the God force, Godhead, the divine kingdom. And that's wonderful, and that's the end. Not too many have been lost to what, as people write, most of them realize ultimately the divine goodness and refuse the evil essence, the evil aspect that we see here. So it's a fairly good end result for us. It's not as easy as it appears, but it's definite that it's finished now. It has to finish.
Time. When you first began investigating this in the mid-80s, did you think that you would live to see this end? Were you told back then that you would preside, as it were, with the information?
Well, I have to be honest at this stage. I've been honest at all times.
You always
except
have.
At the times when I've told you misinformation about the evil ones. Keep
yeah.
them close, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Yes, by the time I was 2.5 and fairly cerebral, the higher consciousness came in, and then everything was explained. I had a series of conferences with the beings who were helping me, and mind you, the beings can also be your higher being, because you're in two places at once, and the lower being finds it very hard to communicate, whereas a higher being knows this and takes it easy. So right throughout the teens, up until 17, I knew exactly what was going on and how things were going to happen and so on. Then by the time I was 17, I had an interview. Just before starting medicine, they said, look, have a break for this for a while. Your main role in life is not to do medicine. We'll be back in about 20 years. I thought this was very interesting. By the time I was 37, 38, I started getting this inner knowing again of what I was to do. And everything opened up slowly. I then went to see Babaji, and he said, okay, my part is finished, you take over, and on we went, and it continued from there.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Dr. Joseph Chapelon, for all the things you've done, and for offering up the information for those out there who wish to consider it, and there are a lot of them listening. So you take care, and we'll keep watching it. Talk to you soon. All right, Dr. Joseph Chapelon. And we will be right back with hour number 2 in just a minute.